Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
They're approaching the finish line.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. We're in the home stretch of the holiday shopping season. Deep discounts help drive some brisk sales over the weekend. Until this point, December has been lackluster. America's research group reports 71% of those surveyed completed their shopping as of yesterday. Stock markets in Asia moved higher overnight. Mining and oil stocks are up, in tandem with copper and crude prices. The major markets in Europe are also advancing. Santa Claus came to Wall Street last Friday. We had the Dow and the S&P each up more than 1%. The NASDAQ jumped nearly 2%. We have a holiday shortened session today. Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation is selling 8 TV stations to private equities Oak Hill Partners. This deal is worth more than $1 billion. Swiss banking giant UBS is one of the firms hardest hit by the subprime crisis. There's word this morning UBS will be investigated by Switzerland's top banking regulator. From the European desk in London, Stephen Beard reports.
UBS has written off $14 billion worth of American mortgage-backed securities. The world's largest wealth manager, UBS, has impoverished itself. It's been forced to sell some of its shares to Singapore and Saudi Arabia. Now the Swiss bank regulator is breathing down its neck. Robin Pagnamenta of the London Times says officials want to know which UBS executives are to blame for the debacle.
They are going to be looking at individual responsibility, and inevitably, I guess that raises the prospect of individuals facing regulatory action or prosecution.
Pagnamenta says Switzerland is shocked and angry about UBS's huge losses and worried about potential damage to the country's reputation as a banking center. UBS shareholders get to voice their concerns at the bank's upcoming annual meeting. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, the subprime crisis cost several Wall Street CEOs their jobs. Chuck Prince was booted from Citigroup. We had Stan O'Neill tossed from Merrill Lynch. But another chief on the street wasn't so unlucky, Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs. Not only did he keep his job, but he's getting a record holiday bonus, nearly $68 million. Goldman is the largest securities firm on Wall Street, and while its competitors were investing in mortgages, Goldman was betting against them. That created record profit this year. It's the last day of work for Santa's stand-ins at shopping malls across the country. As Scott Schaefer reports, their life isn't all milk and cookies.
Most of the year, Charles Jennings works as a merchant marine in the San Francisco Bay Area. But during the holidays, you'll find him for hire on Craigslist as Santa Charles. Jennings has his own Hire a Santa business called, somewhat ominously, You Better Be Good. At age 34, Jennings is a bit young to be Santa, but it has its upside. Occasionally, he gets hit on by women.
Sometimes they're just extremely raunchy. They're just straightforward. They say they have a thing for Santa, and I'm sorry, Santa's a very happily married man, and try the Easter Bunny.
Not all the overtures are so flattering. Over the years, Jennings says he's been punched, spit on, and threatened. Someone even stole his poinsettias. But Jennings will get the last ho-ho-ho. He says he's had 40 gigs this season, hauling in up to $10,000 in Christmas cash. I'm Scott Schaefer for Marketplace.
Santa's elves haven't been using the internet like they used to. Online sales rose at their slowest pace ever this holiday season. From early November through this weekend, a 19% increase from last year. So far, web sales total around $26 billion. Online purchases make up more than 3% of all retail sales.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. Online at Medtronic.com. By BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by FINRA Investor Education Foundation, helping inform today's investor. Online at FINRAFoundation.org.
Holiday gift giving is usually an opportunity to give loved ones that special thing they wouldn't buy for themselves. But consumers are prudently rewriting the rules of gift giving this year. Andrea Gartner explains.
It's the afternoon rush at a Trader Joe's grocery store in Pasadena, California. Customers aren't just putting their produce and frozen pizzas on the conveyor belts, they're also buying gift cards for the holidays. Nationwide, Trader Joe's gift card sales are up 20% over last year. With the economy slowing down, holiday gift givers are thinking more practically this year, says marketing chief John Bassalone.
The customers are telling us that they're very aware that their expenses are up, and they want to make sure that the gift card they're giving and the money they're spending is going to be put to use.
Consumers tend to hold on to gift cards for things like clothing and CDs, and monthly fees drain them over time. But gift cards for everyday needs like groceries and gasoline are spent quickly and becoming more popular. That's attracting newcomers to the $30 billion holiday gift card game. This year, Visa joined forces with an insurer on a healthcare gift card to pay for medical exams and copays. Jiffy Lube is marketing the gift of the oil change. Candace Corlett is a shopping analyst with WSL Strategic Retail.
There are smart marketers in all these companies who are now looking at the gift card and saying, why not me? Why not an oil change? And the good news is people need more practical things.
They also want less stuff. Corlett's research shows that Americans shopped heavily over the last 6 years and are now looking to simplify their overstocked lives. What's emerged is a consumer Corlett calls the prudent shopper.
And she's saying, if I already have 4 cashmere sweaters, I'm not going to give 2 more of them. I'm going to look for something that people will really need and say, oh, thanks a lot, I needed that.
In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
And I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.